And good evening once again, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Grassroots Talks, live here on BBS Radio. I am your host once again, Showtime, delighted to be bringing to you word from the grassroots level. We've had a wonderful week. I hope you have too. Some of the things that we've done, we'd love to share, but unfortunately, it's not really relevant to tonight's show. But if I get some dead air, don't be surprised if I just happen to fill it in. But tonight, with Grassroots Talks is all about Grassroots Talks money. Now, one of the strange things that happened to me, I got to tell you, I went online and I registered with one of these online marketing things. Oh, gosh, their pitch was great. I mean, they had me going that I knew it was the next best thing to slice bread. I'm like, oh, man, okay. So I almost did it, but I had to remember some of the things that I'd already put together and done my research on. However, then I get a call from one of my friends, and my friend goes, hey, guess what? I just found this new and exciting online marketing program that is guaranteed to make me rich. So I says, oh, really? Tell me about it. How does it work? He goes, well, all I got to do is just come up with $34. Wow. And you're going to get rich just by investing $34. That sounds like a tremendous deal. So the guy says, so you know, I went on and did it, but this is what happened. All of a sudden, my internet website or my email address has just started filling up with all of these different emails, I'm like, oh, man, that is so sad. I wonder how that happened. He goes, do you think that they actually sent my name to somebody else? I go, well, there's a good possibility of that. You know the old saying, it sounds too good. Well, unfortunately, most of the time in internet and online marketing, it really is too good to be true. Now, does that mean that there is somebody out there that is not making money? No, there is somebody that's making money. Just like any multi-level marketing program, it's the people who start it off. And then those who line up behind it, it gets a little bit worse and a little bit worse. But I'm going to be telling you a few of the secrets of some things that you really, really, really want to know about how this whole thing goes. I think you may be pleasantly surprised, really moved, and probably shocked at the same time. However, before I get going, I want to tell you folks that our program is being sponsored by a number of tremendous folks that are out there who saw the benefit of placing their ad into our website and also being able to be a sponsor on our show. One of them in particularly, Bridge Builders Network, has reported that they have now seen a significant 15% increase in sales since I've been broadcasting them on the air. Well, I'd say that might have a little bit to do with me, but at the same time, it probably has something to do with their product too. So I'm just glad to be here having an opportunity to talk to you people and to share with you. Again, you're on Grassroots Talks Money. And our show is being sponsored by Bridge Builders Network. Darren Early is the founder of the organization, and they do a lot of seminars, but the primary focus on their program is teaching character education programs and interactive workshops to professional development and parenting folks that out there who need some extra skills. So I think that's a really, really, really important thing for you folks. Now, here's where we're at. I think it's going to be very important that you guys truly understand this. In order for you to be able to make money on the internet, you got to have a sound business plan like in anything else. And what I would also like for you to do from time to time is stay tuned and really listen to some of the messages. While this is supposed to be entertaining, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. But at the end of the day, you really want to know what it's going to take. So again, we're live, we're simulcasting on BBS Radio, and we also are broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio because we're just filling the airwaves, and we've got some great folks at BBS Radio. You know, speaking of people with integrity, those folks at BBS Radio were probably some of the coolest folks that I know because they also educated me on even how this internet radio thing works, and they didn't have to do that. So, you know, you really got to watch who you align yourself with. So I think that's just really cool. Our show also is brought to you by San Bernardino Prime, and I had to kind of get that out because it ties my tongue up sometimes. And between Mario Cavallo and myself, we also are going to be looking for some choice sponsors. Now, there have been some folks who say, hey, I want to get on your show, I want to get on your show. But the reality is, everybody's not geared to be on our show because their products are not consistent with some of the things that we're trying to do. So, again, you got to kind of watch who you're aligning yourself with. And the last person before we pull Mario in all the way from halfway around the world, I think it's important that you know that one of our sponsors is a group called Crossroads. And Crossroads is here in the city of Bellflower, and their primary focus, they just want to see us do well. Now, how good can you get with that, okay? Crossroads, I'll give you more details as we continue to move forward. But for right now, what I would like for you to do is fasten your seatbelt and get ready for the homework assignment that I was supposed to do by just remembering what the last questions were as we continue to move forward with our show. But say hello to Mario Cavallo. How we doing, Mario?
You're out. Nice to talk to you again. Not gotten any shorter. I'm still a good solid 7,000 kilometers away from you, but the connection is crystal clear. And looking forward to today's show very, very much.
Fantastic. Well, let's just dive right in. But you folks, I got to prepare you. Sometimes it's not going to sound like Mario and I are good friends because Mario has a unique way of being able to tell the truth. And sometimes the truth hurts folks. And I'm a big boy, too, and I'm thick-skinned. So if it sounds like he's an adversary rather than an ally, at the end of the day, we're still friends. But we got to go at it because there's some controversy that's going to be going on with this internet marketing. I'm picking it up from number 10. And the first thing that we need to take a look at as we continue to count down is, Mario, blog and interact with your visitors. Now, I don't agree that you need to be writing them nothing, okay? They come to the site. If they want to buy something, then they should just be able to buy. Why do I need to be blogging to them?
It's easy to summarize the answer to that in one word, and that is relationship. Relationship, okay? And let me tell you how this is just common sense, isn't it? I mean, let me tell you one of the things that, you know, a lot we talk about cultural differences. I do corporate training and corporate coaching. I'm in China. I'm an American. You're in America. I've been overseas, etc. So, you know, we talk a lot about cultural differences. And I mentioned something right now. Here in China, the idea of customer service is a relatively new thing, okay? It's a relatively new thing. There's no relationship. There's no relationship building or customer relationship management in old China. Now, this has been starting to change the last, I'd say, 3, 4, 5 years. But basically, you go into a store or into a restaurant. I go into a store, and the sales lady wouldn't even look at me, wouldn't even pay attention to me. You go up to the counter, the sales lady would take the things, ring them up, you pay the money and walk out. You wouldn't even talk to each other.
Well, you see, hold on. I get that experience too, Mario, but I think mine's different because when I go in there and they're looking at me, I know they think I'm finna steal something.
Well, now wait a minute. You just changed the subject. Don't change the change the subject to something called racism. Now, we can talk about that too, but don't change the subject when I'm in the middle of something.
All right, come on, come on. What?
Here's what we got to do. We want to establish the fact that I don't like it when I go into a business, okay? And I put my stuff on the counter, and the person just brings it up, says $2.29, or $652, and takes the money. And their idea is, my job, and this is very much the way it is in China, I have a job description. Chinese are very task-oriented. I'm people-oriented. Okay, folks, what are you out there? Are you task-oriented? Are you detail-oriented? Or are you people-oriented? I'm very relationship-oriented, in fact, so I'm sensitive on this subject, okay? But people who are task-oriented, they don't want to chit-chat. They don't want to talk. Okay, they just want to get the work done, whatever it needs to be, and get on the way. Hi, my name is Harry. I'm the counter guy. My job is to ring up your order. It's $521. Just give me the money. Bye. Have a nice day. I don't need to chit-chat with you and talk to you about your grandma and grandpa and the weather. Okay? But in fact, that to the extreme is no good. That's what I'm saying. Okay? That to the extreme is no good. All right? I remember... in the city, people tend to be a little bit more stressed out, a little bit less friendly. There's less relationship. It's the same with online, okay? It's the same with online websites and online marketing. What is the degree to which you are attempting to build a relationship with people, inviting their feedback? Go to my website. You can see very, very clearly. Oh, I'll spell my name for you so you can go see my website. MarioCavolo.com. MarioCavolo.com. And at the website, you see articles. And a lot of those articles, I ask for feedback. I like talking to people who are going to my website, finding out what their interests are. This is how you develop the content of your website.
But wait a minute, Mario. Come on, man. Everybody out here ain't salespeople. They don't want to do that. They just want to be able to make a little bit of money. Well, make some good money. But all that howdy-doody stuff, yeah, I'm like the guy behind the counter. Just put your stuff on there, give me the money, and go away.
Yep, and there needs to be a balance between those two points of view. That's it, okay? What you just said is true, but it's not the majority of people. And what I just said is also true, but it's probably not the majority of people. So with your website, you want to find a balance of being able to attract people who are... Okay, if I'm the kind of person, your website has to be able to do the following two things. One, if I'm the kind of person that just wants to go to the website, get to what I need, and get out of there, then you need to provide the ability for them to be able to do that. On the other hand, if a different customer, a different visitor comes to your website and wants to be more relationship-oriented, wants to provide feedback, wants to interact, wants to get on the forum, wants to read the blog, wants to put comments, then you have to provide for them to be able to do that too. So your website needs to be balanced in its content and in its abilities.
I think they might just be looky-loos, okay? I just want to hurry up and make the money. But I may be in a small minority. I don't know, okay? Well,
yeah. Come on, you're right. Of course you're right. There's lots of looky-loos, and that's okay. I mean, you know, remember something about looky-loos, okay? They'll look and leave and come back and look and leave and come back and look and leave, and then eventually they buy something, you know, and then they're not a looky-loo anymore. So if you treat them like a looky-loo from day one, you'll lose them. But if you just leave them alone, let them come and go as they please, and then eventually they'll order something or write you and say something and send you a comment or something, you know? So be careful about this idea of looky-loos, okay? You know, why do you think in marketing you got to do repeat and call it in the marketing and advertising industry, Al? Why do you have to repeat impressions? Why do you run an ad on in the TV over and over again? Over and over again, okay? I'll be looking at that ad for a month before I finally go to the place, or before I finally click on it and see what's on the other side of it. I've been looking at it for a month, you see? So repetition, repetition, repetition. So for that whole month, I'm a looky-loo until the moment that I clicked on it, and I'm not a looky-loo anymore.
All right, I ain't going to say you won, because I think that's just some good points that you shared with me. So let's just move on to number 9 with this freight train as we continue to move down to number 1, the top item. Here you go. Facilitate and run contests and giveaways. Now, that sounds totally crazy to me. Why do I want to keep giving people away something if I'm out here trying to make money? And how do I give some away on the website?
You're back again to this exact issue of creating relationship and creating community, okay? A website is different than a retail store. Let me ask you a silly question about a retail store, okay? Let's compare 3 different kinds of businesses right now.
All right.
1, compare a website. Now, let's compare a straight-up, regular retail store that doesn't matter what sell household goods, okay? Now let's compare a third kind of store, and this is a regular store. A retail store that also has integrated a reading room and a coffee bar into it. Okay, now, what's going on? Okay?
You got Starbucks.
The difference between these two, let's talk about these two retail stores. Do I want to, if I go into your retail store and it's just a regular retail store, what's my goal? What's my purpose? My goal and my purpose is to go into the store, find what I want, and obviously I'm done. Do I have any interest in hanging out at your retail store? Does anybody want to hang out at Kmart? No.
No.
Hang out at the hardware? Do you want to hang out at the hardware store? Do you want to develop a relationship with anybody and hang out at the hardware store? Of course not. I want to go in, I want to buy my screwdriver and my pliers and my electric, whatever I need, and then I want to leave. But I walk into a different kind of retail store, okay, and it becomes, I'm not saying, by the way, whether this is all good and all bad. I'm just pointing out the reality, as you said, all right, the truth, okay? If I walk into a retail store and I need to buy a little of this and a little of that, some things for my house, and I also am interested in buying some books, and I see some coffee bar area over there, and I want to say, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee and a muffin. So now I sit down, I'm having a cup of coffee and a muffin, and the books that I might buy are there, and I can read them. What's happening now? I'm hanging around in your retail store. I'm in your retail store, listen to the word, community. I have a relationship with your retail store that's on a community level. I'm part of the community. I'm hanging out. And after I'm done drinking my cup of coffee, I might buy the book that I'm reading. I also probably going to get back up and go buy something else that I needed to buy before I actually finally leave. So I'm not just going in and out. You got a store that's creating community, and the idea of me hanging out with comfortable chairs and being able to read a book and have a muffin and they have a magazine rack, okay, in the retail store. Your website is, we don't know what I'm talking about. We've got businesses now that have, you've got Walmart with McDonald's and Starbucks, don't you? I mean, so that's the idea. I want you to come, they want you to go into the retail store and stay there all day long. We show up at 10:30 in the morning, we do some shopping, we stop at lunchtime to eat at McDonald's, we somehow decide to do more shopping. We're done. We're a little tired. It's 2:30. We get our afternoon coffee. We sit down in the Starbucks. We read a book. We buy the book we read. And then we shop some more before we leave. We got you hanging out in our store, in our little baby mall. That's what a mall is.
All right. Well, Kent, wait a minute. Let's cut through the chase. How do you run a contest on a website, though? And a giveaway. I understand the coffee shop, but how are you going to do that on a website? What's the process there?
Okay, so obviously we get my big build up of the macro view of this to the website. That's what you do when you're doing contests or photo contests or something like this. I'll give you a great example. Okay, if you went to my website, you see my sister website, SanyaExpat.com. Sanya SanyaExpat.com.
Well, fasten your seatbelts, folks, because it's a nice website. It's got a beautiful picture on the front cover.
You bet it does. It's got a picture of you on it. But anyway, the point is, okay, Sanya, everybody knows that Sanya, Hainan Island here in southern China, is a tropical island. and I'm a person that spends a lot of time there, and so I've started this website all about Sanya. And on that website, you find all kinds of good information. Now, you talk about a photo contest as an example, right? I have an advertiser on the website. Okay, the owner's a very good friend of mine. The advertiser is Coffee World. Coffee World gave me, as part of their deal of advertising with me, barter for money. You know, $25 coupons or $5. I'm thinking in Chinese money, forgive me. 25 Chinese yen is about four U.S. dollars.
Okay, we're getting somewhere now. This is applying to exactly what we're talking about.
I got Coffee World barter cash. Why did Coffee World as an advertiser give me barter cash? So me and my wife just to go in there and spend it? Well, that's one reason, okay? But that's not the only reason. We understand that I'm going to use this barter cash with Sanya Expat to try to promote the Coffee World name and to get people to go into Coffee World. So, for example, I'm going to plan it down the line. A mixer, a coffee mixer, or a photo contest, or a children's game event, something, at Coffee World in Sanya, and reward people. Say you show up and you receive a free 25 yen, Chinese yen voucher for a free cup of coffee, or submit your photos, and the prize winner gets 100 RMB, again, I'm sorry, 100 Chinese RMB, that's about 15 U.S. dollars. Okay, so if your photo wins, you get $15 for free meal at Coffee World. That's the prize. Okay, so I'm cross promoting, and I'm doing something like a photo contest or a quiz or a survey, and you are encouraging people to be part of your community. They're giving you market research information that you need to improve your website, and you're building community and you're building traffic.
Wow, okay. You know, you make it tough for me to beat up on you because you seem like you actually prepared. I got one more before I have to go into our break. So we're down to number 8. Now, what they're asking for right now, and I think we can stump you right here because, well, watch this. It says, write and publish online press releases. So the question that I have for you, what's the difference in a press release and a blog? Got you.
Oh. Yeah, well, you think you got me, but you forget that part of the work I do is in the media and PR industry, so I got the answer to this one cold, mama.
Yeah, okay, bring it.
You want to play Stump Mario? Okay, guess what? You failed, man. You didn't stump nothing on this question, but thank you very much for trying, okay? Because it gives me the opportunity to point out something very, very important to everybody that's listening who wants to promote their business. A press release. I'm going to ask this question to make sure that everybody understands. A press release. Who is the target audience that receives a press release?
Well, that's a good one. Okay.
How do you know?
No, because I'm not going to try to sound stupid on this line.
Okay, no, that's all right. If you write articles on your blog, your potential audience is anybody on planet Earth that might go to your blog. But ladies and gentlemen, if you as a business do a press release is not a general document. A press release is a very specific professional industry document in the media and public relations industry. And your target audience of people, the only people who would read a press release, that you want to read a press release, are journalists, people in the media industry. This is a very important point. In other words, news. I would send a press release to the editor of the Los Angeles Times, to the editor's desk. It goes to a journalism person. It's a media person, a writer, a journalist, or a chief editor of a magazine or a newspaper or a media or even a media website. Okay? So if I have an article that's just a general you know, wow, this is a lovely one. My grandmother's wonderful, lovely bed and breakfast up in the wine country. That's great. Okay. That's a general article. Okay. But if you are going to say, hey, you know what? My purpose with a press release is to put the information in the hands of professional media, magazines, newspapers, and other media periodicals, because I want them to reprint it. I want them to do something with it. If I write a general article on my blog, that's an article about my grandma's B&B, bed and breakfast up in wine country. Okay. Or my friend's guest hotel on the beach down here in Sanya, or whatever, or about my uncle's, you know, car detail business in L.A. It doesn't matter. But that's my article on my blog, on my website. But the specific purpose of a press release is to say, I have this great, my grandma's B&B up in wine country, and here's what it is. And the press release goes to the newspaper because I want them to do an article about my grandmother's bed and breakfast up in wine country. You see what I mean? So a PR, a press release, is very, very specific. Online, there are some free PR websites. The main PR website online is PRWeb.com. They're not free. You spend money to do a press release, and they get it out to journalists and to media people. Last thing I want to tell you about press release, and it's very important, is another day we can go through this. A true professional press release follows a very specific written format. It's never more than one page. It's written in a certain way, in a certain order, and you got to know what that is. And if you don't write a proper press release and you send it in, they look at it and it goes in the box, it goes in the circular file, the garbage can, real fast if it's not written properly. Because again, it's a professional target audience. Okay.
Okay. All right. You did okay there, but I got to let you know.
Am I hearing skepticism? What?
No, you did good, but actually, I got to let you know, you thought you had bailed yourself out because you thought that was the real question. Well, it wasn't. It's number 7, and number 7 says, publish articles and get lists of news stories. What does that have to do with online marketing and internet marketing? Do I need to say it again?
Yes.
Okay.
Publish articles and get lists of news stories?
Yeah. Why would you need to get news stories and published articles?
Onto your website?
That's what they're talking about.
Why would you put those on your website?
Okay. That's the question.
Because again, you're trying to create community and link between relevant websites.
Oh, man. See, I just knew we had you there.
Huh?
I just knew I had you there. Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Okay. No. You want to, okay, for example, on my Mario Cavolo website that focuses more on accomplishing things in business and your life. That includes, for example, you need to invest money. Okay, I have an affiliation with RickAckerman.com. It's a website that I go to all the time, and they're an affiliate on my website. Fine. So I also write stories and articles about investments and the stock market and the global market, something I know a bit about. Okay, and because it's relevant to interests that exist on my website. Okay, so I'm building up the brand and the image of my website, and I would list other, like, say, if people know that one of the categories on my website, on my blog, is investing, and it is, okay, then I'm also going to, as a service, put in content that is interesting to people. So I'm going to go out there and find news stories on investing and economics that are of interest to my readers. Say, hey, I found this really good article. You should read it. Here's the link. That's why people go to your site. So your site becomes a news. You become a source, a regular source of news, and that keeps people coming back. They know I'm going to post every couple of days some information about investments or investing or about whatever your website is about. Okay? They know you're going to regularly post some articles. Say, hey, I read a great, again, Grandma's B&B, right? Oh, I read an article about an excellent story about this beautiful canyon in Wyoming, and here's the article. Okay, good. It's related. It's to beautiful mountain tour areas, okay? It's related, and B&Bs that are up in that area. So I'm going to go back to your site. It's going to create me going back to your site regularly. New, fresh content, relevant, and related to my interests. Simple answer.
Yeah, okay. Simple answer. That was kind of cool. I'm with you on that, okay? I think that one was pretty good. I need to take a quick break. Mario, I need you to go to your internet. There's a special guest who has a question for you, and you need to check that out. So Mario's going to be taking a quick break, and he'll be coming back to you live. In the meantime, folks, I need to remind you, our show is also being brought to you by The Medicine Shop over in the city of Cerritos. If you have ever gone to get your drugs and had to sit up there and wait and wait and wait and wait, and then they just hand you the bag and you walk away, you should have went to the medicine shop in Cerritos, because these people, they take their time to explain to you what's going on, and they don't have you just waiting and waiting. Oh, and this is what really works for me. If they can't get the prescription, they sometimes will give you the sample while they call in to get the approval for you. So I think that that's really cool. While Mario's getting ready to come back, you know it's about that time. The Fairy Godmother's coming on, and the Fairy Godmother has some things to share with you about travel and the tip for the day. Fairy Godmother, take it away.
Hello, everybody. I'd like to give you a tip of the day. Remember, when you travel, you must talk to strangers. They know best about what to do, where to go, and what to eat. Make sure that you talk to strangers.
Hey, stuff happens sometimes, okay? Now, this is the deal. I need you to do me a favor and go ahead and speak a little louder, because you have such a soft and endearing voice that we really want to make sure that we hear you, okay? Now, I need you to back up for me and tell me, what is the major tip for today again, just in case our listeners haven't heard it yet?
Oh, you mean from the Fairy Godmother?
Yes, please.
Hello, everybody. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, they hear you loud and clear.
The tip, again, is when you travel, you must talk to strangers.
Wait a minute. People's moms always tell you, don't talk to strangers. Wait a minute. What are you saying?
Sometimes I give you good tips. You must listen. You are not kids. So, you to talk to strangers.
Okay.
They know best. They know what to do. They know where to go and what to eat. Especially the stranger who is fat.
Oh, okay. So that means all you people out there, if you ever come to L.A., you definitely want to have a conversation with me, because I'm going to steer you right, okay? That's amazing. How's the weather where you are at? Don't say the city, though, okay? Just tell us how the weather is.
The weather out here, it's really nice right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
No more rain, and it's comfortable.
All right. Well, that's probably a little stump of the guest for you folk to try to figure out where she's at. and that's okay, but I'll remind you that most of the time of the year, it's sunny, okay? So, with that, I want to thank the Fairy Godmother for coming in, providing folks with the tips on travel, and as well, the tips for today. Have a wonderful evening, and we will look forward to speaking to you again, Fairy Godmother, for another tip. We will be back on Wednesday night on NBA and sports, and I'm sure you may have a tip for our athletes or for our dreamers who would like to become stars, huh?
Always a tip for you.
Okay. Have a wonderful night. Goodbye, Fairy Godmother.
Bye.
Bye now. You guys just got through listening to the Fairy Godmother, who always has something very charming to say. And while Mario is taking a break, he's a little bit gone away, I do want to share with you folks a little bit more about who we are and the different shows that we have to offer you now. Grassroots Talks will be on the air Sunday night, followed by Mario Cavallo, who is doing health and wellness. And if you ever feel bad or felt like things just wasn't right with you physically, spiritually, or emotionally, that's the guy you need to be talking to. That's always followed by Grassroots Talks on Monday. Like all of our shows, you can find them at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday, it's going to be Grassroots Talks NBA Play-by-Play. And the self-proclaimed historian on the NBA will bring to you stories of the good old days, from the big-time hardwood, Houdini of hardwood, Bob Cousy, all the way down to the first big dominating center, George Mikan, may he rest in peace. On Thursday, it'll be Grassroots Talks to the Stars, those that are up and coming, and on Saturday, they'll take to the streets. We're looking forward to having you continue to listen, share, and be able to be inspired by what we have to say. Now, let's go back to Mario, because I know we're going to get Mario sooner or later. Mario, are you still there?
I'm here, and I'm back on the original line.
Okay.
You had asked me to try to connect with somebody else.
Continuing to move forward here. Request an analysis from Internet Marketing Coach or Internet Marketing Consultant. Why do we need, do we really need a marketing consultant and a marketing coach?
Thank you for using these words. Everybody write down these words. Consultant, coach, expert. That's three words I want you to write down. Consultant, coach, expert. Okay, now, this is three really important words when it comes to business, okay? You've got to be able to separate the wheat from the chaff when it comes to this kind of situation and these kind of people, okay? I might be a consultant, and I might be a very, very good consultant. You've got to do basic fundamental things to make sure that I am a very good consultant, and primarily that means looking at my track record of clients and client projects and work that I've done and credibility. Same thing with a coach. I'm very sensitive about the word coach because I do executive coaching. I'm 49 years old. I've earned the right to be able to do executive coaching. That's executive coaching. That means coaching executives. Okay, Asia-Pacific, regional, global, country managers, vice presidents, presidents. I'm not bragging. It's just that when I sit down with them and they ask me to coach them on to prepare them for media or a presentation, a keynote speech, communication skills, I know what I am doing. And I wouldn't say that if I didn't. It's just an area of expertise that I have as a true, real coach. Folks, there's plenty of things in this world that I'm not good at. So I have no ego about it, okay? The difference is when I see other people in the world that I find who are unemployed and they're 26 years old and I say, what are you? Well, I'm a personal coach. I said, well, how are you a coach? You're a kid. You know, how are you coaching? Who are you coaching? Well, I'm coaching teenagers. Ah, that makes sense. Okay, because if I'm 26, I can coach teenagers, okay? But if I'm 26 and I say I'm an executive coach, okay, I got problems with that because you don't know anything. How can you coach people who have a lot more experience than you do and who are a lot older than you. And so I can see the difference and put people in a place where they belong. You've got to know whether someone is really a consultant or really a coach or really, the third word, an expert. There are people who are true experts. They know the business of marketing online. They're technical gurus. They know SEO, which is search engine optimization, inside, outside, forwards and backwards, better than you and me and anybody. And these are people who really know what they're doing. You've got to make sure that who you consult and pay your hard-earned money is truly someone that knows what they're doing.
Okay, all right. Well, I, clearly, folks, do know Mario would not be on the air if he hadn't earned the right to be able to speak to folks in Canada, across the U.S., as well as in China. Now, as we move forward here, I think I'm going to get him by the time we get down to the next one, okay? Because I'm going to tell you, there's nowhere in the world this guy knows everything, though, okay? And, you know, this is reality in your ears. We like to see people stumble and fumble and kind of look bad, okay? He's shining now. I got to give it to him, okay? But that's all right. When I done. Now, number five.
Bring it on.
All right.
Man, bring it on.
Actually, we're down to number four. And number four is dominate your marketing niche with affiliate, reseller, and associate programs. Dominate your niche. Okay, see, we got him now. That's why he ain't responded yet, okay? Ladies and gentlemen.
Dominate your niche. Dominate your niche with affiliate and reseller programs. Is that right?
That's right. And associate programs.
Okay. And associate programs. Okay? Once again, see, it's the same thing, all right? Okay? This idea of dominate your niche. Okay. This word dominate, we're back to that problem of that's a marketing word. Okay? You can't think you're going to dominate anything. Okay? Let me tell you the story of a site that dominates an industry. My friend Michael Connolly is the owner and operator of ShanghaiExpat.com. That's P-X-P-A-T. ShanghaiExpat.com. His website dominates for people who are foreigners all over the world and in China and live in all over Asia who want to know about Shanghai. That they have a million website hits a month. And you go on and you look on that website and you can see at any given moment in time, there's a couple of hundred people who are registered members online, plus a bunch of other guests unregistered who are online, another few hundred. So the numbers are real and the numbers are there and they dominate. Okay? So if you think you're going to open your website and you're going to start affiliate marketing programs and reseller programs and associate. You find an appropriate affiliate. You find an appropriate associate company to work with. And you're going to dominate the market. What is the time word? Over what period of time? How quickly are you going to dominate the market with affiliate, reseller, and associate programs? That's a crap word. Okay? It's going to take years for you to dominate with your new website. Okay? ShanghaiExpat.com started out when I knew my friend Michael 10 years ago, and I had just arrived in China. He had just arrived in China a few months before me, and we were having a cup of coffee in Starbucks when he said, hey, I had started this website called ShanghaiExpat.com. It's got a couple hundred people who go visit it occasionally. I'm not sure what I want to do with it, okay? And I started my corporate training business, and I had one client here, okay? That was 10 years ago. Slowly over time, normal hard work of business. It takes 5 years, okay? Maybe in the fast-moving world we live in, you can do it in a year or 2 years to build your business to where it even comes close to starting to dominate unless you get lucky. You can't assume you're going to get lucky. It takes 5 years to establish any good business. His website's taken 10 years to get where it is. I started Sanya Expat 3 years ago. Now my website hits are great. I've got the best website on the web for Sanya, Hainan Island. 1,500 visits a day. It's a small little market. I am the website for Sanya, but I've been doing it for 3 years. And you get traffic to go up slowly, slowly, slowly. dominate right away. It takes time. So that's a, they're trying to give you this misconception. Okay, well, that's not true. You can do your, you know, become famous in 6 months. Baloney. Okay? That's the exception to the rule. Come on, be realistic, folks. Be realistic, folks. How many of us start a business and get, become a millionaire and become the highest traffic website in a month or two or 6 months or a year? It doesn't happen that way. It takes years.
You know, as we were waiting for you to come on, as you guys can hear, Mario has dropped the bomb. It didn't wait till number one. I had this friend who was telling me, hey, I found this internet marketing that is the one that's really going to make us a whole bunch of money. You need to go ahead and, you know, put a couple of dollars together, too. I says, okay, so how much money you got? He goes, it's only going to cost me $29 because this is a special. Oh, really? Oh, man, and we're going to make some serious, real fat money. And then he told me, well, you know what happened? I wound up getting a lot. I go, getting a lot of what? A whole lot of hits and spam from other people trying to do the same thing. And he was...
Thank you. Thanks, Al. Thank you, Al. Exactly. You know, I mean, come on. Separate reality. Okay, you want to start a website. Let's just... Oh, Al, I got to go right to my notes, okay? Let's go right to the very basics, okay? Get a relevant site name. You are there on your website as a platform. Your website, write this word down, it's a platform. It's a venue, like a stage. It's an electronic cyber stage. It's your stage. And you're going to put information on that website. If it's not valuable information, what are you doing? Okay? You're not building a business. You play marketing games. Okay? A business, a website, you put information on it, people are interested in that information. That's to inform people, to give them information, knowledge that is helpful to them, or to entertain them, to inspire them. And you write articles in relevant categories to your business. And you regularly build up your audience because you're offering them relevant products, services, information, education. That's the root of your website, okay? Facebook is a great website. It's fun. What do they do? They provide a lot of entertainment, don't they?
Yep.
All these kinds of little games and things in Facebook.
Sure do.
Get in all these little games, okay? So it's entertaining to be in Facebook. What did I just say?
Right.
Three reasons why your website exists. There's three reasons why you exist if you're offering products and services. To give people knowledge. To give people information.
Wow.
Or to entertain. Or to inspire and educate them and help them feel better about themselves.
Well,
and then, that's it.
I'm not defeated
reality,
yet. This is reality.
Garbage.
I think you're doing a good favor, and it's kind of hard to swallow, I got to tell you, because as I worked on these top 10 things to hit you with, I knew I had you this week, okay? But the good part is I'm not done yet, but you folks, I need to let you know what's going to happen. As we continue to take a look at refining our platform, a couple of minutes prior to us closing out, Mario's going to be providing you guys with Mario's monologue. You can get used to that and be able to take that to the bank to help you get the things that you need to have really accomplished during the week. Mario, here goes number three. Number three was relevant to number four about the dominating the niche. So what I'm going to do, I need to move to number two. And number two was get ranked at the top in major search engines. Practice a good search optimization technique. What is that? I bet you don't know.
Al, once again, you have failed in your effort to stump me. Okay? Here's the situation. The situation is, yes, you have to know what you can do in your website for search engine optimization to get your website further up in the Google ranks. There's a lot of detailed things that you can do. I can tell you real quickly just what a couple of those are. You've got to learn to use the keywords that people search with in Google. For example, if...
Hold on. You said, for example. Hold on. Wait. Folks, if y'all done heard anything tonight, this will probably be the piece that you're going to have to really get. So he said, for example, that means grab your pen and get ready just like I am. And I know sometimes you got to take a second because the first pen you picked up, it don't write. You picked up the pencil and the lead broke. So hopefully you're ready to go now. And if you can't find some paper, just write it on the palm of your hand. Go ahead, Mario.
All right. For example, the root start of search engine optimization, and I'm only talking about this basic couple things because that's the limit of my personal expertise, and that's keywords. Okay? As an example, you have a website. Your website is on property in real estate. What's your keywords? Property, real estate. What city are you in? Bakersfield. Okay? Those are your keywords. Okay? What other keywords do you have?
They got property in Bakersfield?
Yeah, right. Neighborhood. Okay? House. Rental. Okay? For sale. These are the keywords. Okay? I have a website on a tropical about a tropical island. The name of the tropical island is Sanya, Hainan Island. So, what are the keywords? Sanya, Hainan Island. People are interested in what here?
Tropical.
Tropical island.
Beaches.
Tropical.
Bikinis.
Tourism. Sightseeing. Nightlife.
Girls.
Places to eat. Sightseeing. Bikinis. These are the keywords.
Okay, I think we're starting to get it now. So.
Yeah, people are going to go to Google, and these are the keywords they're going to type in. You have to put those exact keywords in your articles. You have to learn to write by using those keywords. So, for example, I do an article about Sanya beaches. This is one of those story articles that Al asked me earlier. Why would you take the time to write stories and put them on your website? Because you put the keywords in the stories, and the search engines have the little robots, the little spiders that go out searching, and they index the keywords. And those keywords match the keywords that people search for, and then they find your site. And that's one simple way that you start moving up in the rankings. So now I'm going to write a site, an article on my website that says, hey, people are very interested in tropical paradise, and Sanya beaches are a great example. So there's the key word, Sanya beaches, together, okay? When people come to Sanya, many of them are interested in buying a winter home. So they come here and they look in the real estate market at property. What did I tell you earlier? Real estate is a key word. Property is a key word. See how I put both of those keywords in the sentence? They come here to research the real estate market and look at property. I've used both of those keywords in my sentence, in my article. That's the keywords that are going to be used in Google, so they'll get roboted, they'll get spidered, they'll get indexed, and when people type in those keywords, Sanya, beaches, property, real estate, they're more likely to find my site. And over time, the site builds up. Now, you've got to find yourself an SEO expert who really knows how to do that stuff.
Okay, and that's leading us into the last part here. And you folks, I got to tell you, I'm a drama king. So the last one, you're going to be staying tuned next week to hear what was the top one that Mario is going to have to be challenged with. Because now it's time to go to Mario's monologue as we get ready to wrap this up. Mario, we're looking forward to Mario's monologue. Share what you got to say.
All right, I'm going to start by saying out that I think today's 20-question freight train from you and Mario's monologue, which we're going to do right now, has been a good show. I'm really happy because I think we did lay out a lot of relevant, direct, to-the-point information for people, and that's what we're here to do, okay? We'll talk more in details about other things, but I just can't believe how quick the hour goes by. Anyway, in the meantime, reviewing quickly what you need to do for your website, okay? The basics. An effective, relevant site name, okay? You need to have a site name that as soon as you, it's like a business card. You know, a business card is supposed to immediately tell me what you do. If your business card says Dr. Alan Brown, Alan Brown Industries, does that business card, when I look at it, tell me anything about you? No. Where's the three bullet points telling me what your business is? I should be able to know what your relevant industry and business is from your web, from your business card. Website's the same way. Okay? When you go to my website, sanyaexpat.com, Sanya is a tropical island city destination. And if you don't know that, if I said Hawaii, you'd understand, right? And the expat is expat. Overseas people are foreigners who live overseas. Okay? Americans who don't live in America. Europeans who don't live in Europe. We are called expatriates. Expat for short. Okay, so Sanya expat makes sense. If I'm a foreigner who lives overseas and I see the words sanyaexpat.com, I know right away that's relevant to me. So your site needs to have a relevant name. And it can't be too cute, okay? Just don't be too cute because people just have no respect. And it needs to have information that I want to, why do I want to go to the site? Knowledge. To be entertained, to be inspired. Okay? My personal business website, MarioCavolo.com, is about inspiring and educating people. Great. You're writing a series of articles. These are your chapters, your ideas on the site. Do that with a series of categories. Set up the categories of the key areas that you are interested in, that you are passionate about, and that you have expertise in. Write those three things down. Interested in. That you have passion about, that you have expertise in. Those are your categories, okay? Write regularly to build up your audience. If I know you're going to write new articles every couple of days, then I'm going to go and visit your site regularly. Number six, I think. Find other relevant sites that are related to your site that you can swap banner links with. Send your articles to them. Post their articles on your site. Build up each other's traffic, okay? You send them an email. Hey, here's our newest post I just wrote. I think your readers will find it of interest. Maybe you want to post it. You do that for them, they do that for you.
And I think these listeners are now getting a good feel of what's going to happen. Folks, Mario and I have been working very hard on a book that will really, really, really help you folks out as you get ready to go into the new year and tackle this thing called internet marketing. However, the sad news for tonight is that this freight train is pulling up to the station, and it's time to go. So I want to thank Mario for chiming in from halfway around the world and for you listeners to be taking out the time in your busy night or busy day to slow down a little bit and jump on board this train for Grassroots Talks Money. Stay tuned next week for our show again at 8. Mario, go ahead.
If people didn't catch what we said on the show, because I'm going fast and covering a lot of hard-hitting, to-the-point information, they can listen to the show, right, at the Blog Talk Radio player. They can go to my website, and they can go right to the Blog Talk Radio player and listen to the shows, the previous shows, so they can review and take notes.
Absolutely, just in case you missed it. So, again, we want to wish you folks well. Tune in this Wednesday. Just in case you're a sports fanatic and you love history of the game to better put things in perspective of where we are or why we are where we're at today, and talk to the Hollywood stars on Thursday and listen to what Grassroots is going to do when it takes to the streets. Have a wonderful night, and we look forward to pulling out again.